You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. It appears to me that some talented writers of contemporary Christian songs need a little help from theologians and etymologists when penning odes of love to divinity. This is especially true for the influential praise and worship movement that has been successful in mastering the art of musical manipulation and has driven the emotional depth of the worship experience to new dimensions. Please don't misunderstand me. I love praise and worship services and celebrate the fact that many Christians no longer feel inhibited in expressing praise or allowing gifted musicians to fully glorify God with their creative talents. My problem comes with the confusing lyrics that transform Jesus from a brother into a boyfriend, from a Lord into a lover, from a Savior into a spouse. One song begs Jesus to hold me in your arms and never let me go. Lord, I want to see your face, feel the warmth of your embrace. Other songs invite Jesus to caress and kiss the worshiper, and one beautifully crafted ballad celebrates falling in love with Jesus. Somehow, the concept of experiencing the same passion for Jesus as I do for my spouse doesn't seem deeply religious. The tendency to confuse divine love with sexual intimacy stems back to some prudish theologians of antiquity. These cloistered monks were uncomfortable with the inclusion of the Song of Solomon in the Bible and interpreted it as an allegory of Christ's desire for his church. As a result of the sexualizing of this unique spiritual relationship, many devout Christians feel that the pinnacle of the Christian relationship can only be experienced when one is espoused to Jesus. Many singles who embrace this reasoning will proudly announce that Jesus is their husband. While it is true that the Bible utilizes images of marriage to parallel Christ's relationship to the church, two things must be taken into account. First of all, Christ relates to the church as a collective unit. He is married to the community as a whole and not to billions of individuals who claim to serve him. Christ is not a polygamist. Secondly, the love Christ shares with his church is not defined by the Greek word eros, from which we get the English term erotic, but it's expressed with the noun agape, which denotes love demonstrated in deeds. Those who view themselves as children of God are not called to exercise eros, but agape. They're not invited to brief episodes of self-gratifying sexual intimacy, but to a lifetime of social and spiritual interaction. My friends, Jesus is not my boyfriend. I have no intention or desire to engage in a homoerotic relationship with him. Neither would I want my wife to occupy her moments with lustful fantasies about him. I do love him dearly, but it's a type of love that I have for my precious father who recently underwent a major surgery. It's the type of love I have for my dear mother who has sacrificed so many of her dreams in order to make it possible for me to realize mine. It's the type of love that I have for my wife of 16 years, a love more lasting than the eros we share with each other. It's the type of love I have for my two children who have helped me to experience life in ways I never imagined. It's the type of love I have for my six brothers and three sisters who have blessed me in ways that they may never know. It's the type of love I have for my siblings in Christ with whom I share a common hope. It's a type of love I have for the millions around the globe whose calm is capsized by calamity. It's a type of love that Jesus desires for all of his followers. By this shall all people know, he says, that you are my disciples if you have love, agape, one for another. As you allow yourself to become possessed with a love that is best experienced when manifested in acts of kindness, never forget, please never forget, that a tree is known by its fruit. I trust you are blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live, a production of the Life Heritage Radio Network. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, you may do so at www.lifeheritagepodomatic.com, or you may call the network at 206-350-5476. That's 206-350-LHRN. I'm asking that you consider becoming a sponsor of this podcast and would appreciate your donations. Secure donations may be made online at www.lifeheritage.podomatic.com, or they may be sent to Life Heritage Radio Network, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. All who donate $25 or over will receive a copy of today's featured sermon, In God We Trust, and a copy of Dr. Burton's celebrated book, The Compassion of the Christ. God bless you all, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.